Dorsey plans to leave city for short time. The Atlanta Journal, Thursday, the 9th of April, 1914, page 7, column 3, leaves tonight to return day. Previous to one set for Frank's execution. Despite the activity of Detective William J. Burns and the numerous agents of the attorneys for the defense of Leo M. Frank, Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey is planning to leave Atlanta on Thursday night to be absent until the morning of the 16th of April, when the extraordinary motion for a new trial for Frank will be formally filed with the court. While the solicitor refuses to discuss the case, the inference is drawn from his attitude towards recent developments that he is confident that the extraordinary motion will not be sustained by the courts. Before his departure, several of the city detectives, who have been identified with the case, were called to the solicitor's office, but they are said to have already completed their investigation of the points made by the defense in the notice that the extraordinary motion would be filed. It has been the prevailing impression that the extraordinary motion would be filed on Thursday of next week, and the arguments begin on the same day. That, however, is erroneous. According to the routine court procedure in the case, Judge Ben H. Hill, in all probability, will issue a rule nisi, requiring the state to show cause on a given date, why the motion should not be granted. The issuance of such a rule will halt the execution of Frank, scheduled for April 17th. The Superior Court reconvenes for routine business on May 11th, and it is practically certain that a date will be set for the hearing, which will allow for its conclusion before the routine court session. The date of the hearing will probably be fixed for between 10 and 15 days, from the date of the filing of the motion. Detective Burns on Thursday would set no definite date for the making of a report on his investigation. It is still believed that the detective's report will be made public during the early part of next week.